playing the greatest hits of all time. This is Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
It is now time for Bummer Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Our Best Bank, Arkansas State University at Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and State Farm Agent James Boyette. Now, live courtside calling play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and good evening, everyone, from Bomber Gymnasium on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies, as we are proud to bring you today's tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball. We actually have a doubleheader. It's been a while since we've been able to say that, but we actually do have a doubleheader, as both Mountain Home's girls and boys teams will be playing West Memphis tonight. This will be the last home game of non-conference play for both teams. We'll start with the girls' portion of our doubleheader, as we normally do, as we welcome you into the Strider Consulting pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 1-8. Lady Bombers came very close to getting their second win of the season a week ago. They were right here at the hangar last Tuesday night playing Jonesboro. That game went down to the wire, and Mountain Home had the opportunity, just actually tried to get a last-second half-court shot to try to force overtime, but Kate Gilbert's attempt was blocked, and the clock eventually ran out of time. As for West Memphis, they've had their share of ups and their share of downs as well. The Lady Blue Devils are 4-3 on the season. Their last game was actually, I believe, December 18th. So it's been a while since they've played, being longer than Mountain Home. They suffered a two-point loss at the hands of probably their biggest rival, Marion. Right at the city right next to them there in Crittenden County. This is a West Memphis team that is under the direction of first-year coach Erica Leake, after longtime coach Sheila Burns retired after last season. Erica Leake has spent, I believe, the last 5 years at Forest City coaching the Lady Mustangs. This is actually a name that people in Arkansas might be familiar with. She used to be Erica Taylor. She was a standout at Palestine Wheatley, eventually played in the WNBA, and so was quite the player during her time. But she's gone on to try to get her coaching career off to the same start that she did her playing career. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in just a little bit and check our starting lineups in just a little bit as we get ready to bring you a Mountain Home in West Memphis in this girls game. You're listening to the Strider Consulting pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas. So you
two seniors, Aston Yates at 5'8", and Kate Gilbert at 5'10", and they'll be joined by three sophomores in the starting lineup, Cameron Mullen at 5'3", Kate Jackson at 5'6", and Lauren Waymire at 5'10". That's going to wrap up the Strider Consulting pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and West Memphis. That's coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.